Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And we see all the sponsors at sporting events out front and center, and we're going to take a little look at the kind of the reverse of that this week behind the scenes with a great company, new foray into NASCAR, and great to be joined by Andy Wall, Ammunition, Wine, and Whiskey. And Andy, thanks for coming on this week.
Awesome. Good you're having me.
I was alerted a week ago or so. You guys have really stepped up in NASCAR, and kind of take me on how that happened.
Well, it turns out sometimes it's all about who you know. And one of my partners in the company, his neighbor in New York is actually Anthony Alfredo's father. And got to talking, ended up trying our product one night as friendly neighbors do, and had an opportunity to have a conversation with Mr. Alfredo, Anthony, and his management team, and worked on some opportunities here to partner with him on a few of the races this year as he's racing through the Xfinity Series.
Yeah, potentially huge for you guys. Ammunition, Wine, and Whiskey. Andy is one of the co-founders with Bill Kerr, and one of the country's fastest growing independent wineries. And kind of take me behind the scenes, how you guys got started, and where you guys are heading here in 2024.
We started actually, this is our 10-year anniversary, and from our first vintage, we actually thought it was interesting about wines and whiskeys and wineries and the stories they tell. Most wineries is my family and my terroir, and it was interesting to me growing up in Russian River was most wineries don't buy. Or don't own the land. They actually buy from farmers and growers, and they're really the backbone of the industry. And it's so interesting because of the dynamic, in the wine business. Everyone's like, where's your vineyard? And I'm always like, oh, it's Nick Laris's vineyard, or it's the Sebastiani's, et cetera. And no one ever goes to a distiller, like when we started making whiskey, and ask, like, where's your cornfield, right? There's just this love and allure of, the grapes. And so Bill and I came up, we thought it was interesting the dichotomy of California, where Northern California is still very rural and really kind of west. And, a lot of people don't realize that, Russians lived up in the Russian River and a couple of forts up there, and you had, General Vallejo and the Mexican Army in Sonoma. And so kind of paying tribute to that Wild West heritage, we said, just like any restaurant's about ingredients, and you can't make a good wine without, great grapes. So, we said good wine starts in the vineyard, and grapes are our ammunition to make great wine. And that's how we came up with the ammunition name. Started with about 800 cases. That was my first vintage. And after 2 years, I'd opened up about 30 states of distribution, and I'm doing a wine dinner in Huntsville, Alabama, of all places. And believe it or not, we actually had a retired general in the U.S. Army in attendance that night. And at the end of the wine dinner, we're all drinking whiskey. So in 2016, I said, you know what? I think I can learn how to make some whiskey. And we released my first, 3.5, 4 year blended whiskey, which is finished in my bourbon and my rye whiskey, which are finished in wine barrels in 2021. So within the last year, it's basically doubled our business, and we're on point to do about 25,000 cases of whiskey this year, and about 40,000-50,000 cases of wine. And so it's with partners like Anthony Alfredo and some of the NASCAR stuff, and obviously our key retailers across the country, where we can obviously hit our sales goal and build this into the brand that we've always envisioned.
Yeah, that's huge. And we're with Ammunition, Wine, and Whiskey's Andy Wall. And just like in NASCAR, Andy, there's a lot of competition on the track. There's a lot of competition in wine and whiskey. And How do you guys kind of stand out from your competition? A lot of celebrities, the trend is are getting into their own wines and tequilas and that type of thing. You kind of are a little guy, but how do you stand out and cut your own piece of the pie?
I think it's such a great question because I know we're in this age of information, and I think there's always been some sort of like celebrity influence, whether or not a celebrity winemaker or a celebrity chef. And I think the inventor of the, you look at George Strait and his Código Tequila, or you've got, Puff Daddy with Ciroc vodka back in the day. It's always had some sort of trend to leverage and create awareness. And what's great about ammunition and being so universal is, our whiskey kind of transcends to a lot of demographic across the country, whether or not you're living in California, you're living in Florida or the Midwest. And that's been kind of the key to our success, is that it's a very consumer-friendly brand. And, the wine and whiskey is delicious. I think that's what I've heard, across the country. But, we've done some activations with, TPC Sawgrass, like the home of the Players Championship.
Sure.
From there to one of my partners, is affiliated with Bethel Woods and, the old Woodstock venue. So we've gotten activation there through their summer series and concerts and, some country music festivals and, going from that to some NASCAR opportunities. I think there's just a place for us to be a well-versed and well-rounded brand, which has helped. I mean, even, ammunition, we've had activations with the Marine Corps base, with the Navy bases, as well as the Coast Guard. And, we do a give back program every year for a different veteran charity. This last November for Veterans Day, we did Operation Homefront. And so for every case sold, we were giving money back to the organization. And so it's those little, I think of it as like kind of micro influences that really connect us in the different regions where we are, that's made us so successful. And then the retailers want to continue working with you because, you're building your brand and everything takes time. So we know we're not going to be, a million cases, but the goal is to, over the next 10, 15 years, to continue to grow and be a household name.
Wrapping up here with, and we'll put all the links in the show notes, but wrapping up with Andy Wall, ammunition, wine, and whiskey. And now with NASCAR, you mentioned golf courses. Andy, what surprised you about getting into sports sponsorships or sports in general? If you're a sports fan, what's something maybe you didn't know that you've learned?
I didn't realize that for NASCAR in general, I think they had the most Fortune 500 companies as sponsors, and how diverse their group is. People travel. I'm growing up in California and actually visiting Daytona for the first time this past weekend. It was truly incredible the setup they had, how big the inside of the track was, how many different influencers and press and people are involved just to kind of make one of these races happen. I think then that also, translates, like Anthony Alfredo, which his nickname being Fast Pasta. We ended up, just seeing how he ties into with our key, retailers, et cetera, like ABC stores in Florida or, with Walmart, with his other, corporate sponsorships. And I think that that's the ability to connect, people from all different places to, these different sporting events. And yeah, I think it's just a great level of experience for us, tying into the NASCAR piece. And, Anthony is such a has such a great head on his shoulders as an up and coming rising star. And I don't know, it was pretty incredible to watch him because he was the number one qualifier, I think, for the 500. So he was one of the six that got to race in the 500, and then was third at one point, and then he got caught up at like the tail end of a crash, and it then ended up finishing in the mid 20s. But he was racing really well there for a second, so cool to see this guy, really perform well. And then he had to go back and race the 350 right after that.
Yep.
So, to have that type of, what is it, stamina to be able to race and do 800 miles, at 180 to 200 miles an hour. It's pretty incredible for any athlete.
Yeah, my hat's off to them, and it was an exciting week. I know you got a exciting year coming up here, Andy, and can't wait to see what you guys have next and following you along the way. And if people want to find out more, where should they go?
Yeah, you can go to our website. It's drinkammunition.com, and follow us on Instagram at drinkammunition. And I'm sure Anthony, will be posting some stuff about the past weekends. And I think our next stop is in Austin. I know we're going to be doing some stuff with Talladega. Then we'll do a big event out towards the winery for the Sonoma race in June. So lots of good stuff coming up on the pike, down the pike here, and excited to be part of it.
Can't wait.
If you, thank you again. Thank you again for the time here.
Yeah, if you like Daytona, Andy, you're going to love Talladega.
Okay, all right. It'll be great then.
Talladega is another world, and maybe we'll catch up with you there. And thanks for coming on this week.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks again.
No problem.